2, and 3. All persons who wish to speak or receive notice of the hearing body's decision or recommendation must fill out this form and submit it as soon as possible, which has been done. Copies of the form are found at the registration table. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, the process the committee will follow is the applicant will be heard first, followed by those in support of the application. Next, those registered in opposition are heard, followed by those registered for information. Finally, the applicant may return if he or she so desires and speak in rebuttal. Please note that when your name is called, it is your opportunity to speak. However, you are not obligated to do so. This is the public hearing process brochure, copies of which are available at the registration table. This brochure contains an overview of the process and other information pertaining to what happened. Recorded and will be part of the public record. Should you have any questions after the public hearing is concluded, please contact the City Clerk's Department at the number listed. And item two is a subdivision and rezoning for the northwest corner of William Avenue West and Audie Street, formerly 26 Audie Street, under file DAS 15 of 2010. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard at the same time, namely item 3, which is a variance for the northwest corner of William Avenue West and Audie Street, under file DAB 127895 of 2010D, cross-referenced with the above file. And we have two persons registered.
Gentlemen, you're the only ones here, so I'm assuming that one of you is Roy Nickel and David Thomas, so please join us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe just give you a quick background, just so you'll know about the project. It won't take too long. That's just an elevation there. Just quickly, a little bit about the project. This is a non-profit, community-developed 30...
Just for the record, just tell us who you are.
Roy Nickel.
Okay.
And I'm with Acorn Development Consultants. We're not developers. We're consulting with the non-profit group, giving them all the guidance they need.
And you're joined by...
Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas of Prairie Architects.
Okay.
Great. Go ahead.
So 36 unit seniors, two story, life lease building. We've got tremendous support from all levels of government. West Brooklyn's area, and Weston for that matter, have not had any new development for, I can't remember one, a long, long time ago. So all the folks here in Weston have to move to St. Patel or down south or something. So the residents there really, really wanted to stay in their community. They wanted something affordable, and we worked with them for quite a while in terms of developing the model. We ended up coming up with a life lease product because the group did not have a lot of money, and you need a lot of money typically to develop any project. And we managed to convince the provincial government with this life lease model to contribute $60,000 per suite in grant because everybody wants this to happen so badly in the Brooklands area, to give them their due, basically. This is a site, by the way, of the old community center, the Brooklands Community Center. And so we've got their $60,000 matching to the occupant's $60,000. So it's sort of a you put one in, I'll put one in deal. And the rents as well are controlled. They're at the what's called the MMRs, the maximum median rents in the area. So they're about $670 for one bedroom, $680 in that range. Final cost will determine the exact amount. That includes all utilities, taxes, maintenance, the whole work. So it's extremely affordable. So we just have to convince the residents, and we looked at the residential area too. There's a lot of folks there who've got houses in the $60,000 to $100,000 range. So they've got low incomes for the most part. They've got a bit of equity. So what they're effectively doing is transferring their equity from the house, or some of it, from the house to this product, and then they pay a nominal amount in rent. And it's, so theoretically, it's very affordable. We just have to convince some of the folks there don't understand finances and all the rest of it, so that's going to take some work. If anybody needs a brochure, there's a full brochure here explaining all about the life lease product and this particular one, and of course the costs and the whole shoot and match. So I can, if anybody needs that, I can use that with you. Dave has been working on the design, and did any questions on that side of it at all?
Got some questions on the design side, so whenever you start taking it's two-story, that's right, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, two-story, and one a mix of ones and twos.
Yeah.
Fewer twos than ones, just because of affordability. The twos are more expensive, of course. The $60,000, I should add, the $60,000 grant from the province gets applied to every unit. But anybody who wants a two-bedroom, because they don't want to be subsidizing two bedrooms technically, has to pay the full cost of the additional cost for that two-bedroom.
And so just a question in terms of process. So there's a loan guarantee from the province, so it's being built.
We've agreed to a loan guarantee. We do have our formal letter of commitment, by the way.
That's for 2.2 million.
Yeah. And they have verbally, they've processed upstairs. They've got their loan guarantee provisions available now for this and some other projects. So that is everything just sort of, the stars just all aligned, because that's really what this project needs, is to provide sufficient cash. And this will allow the group to basically interim finance the front-end expenses. Because once we get into working drawings and all the engineering and the site preparation, everything else, you're laying out hundreds of thousands of dollars, which they don't have.
Yeah.
So this should facilitate that.
Okay.
So we still got it. We're pressing the province for the details. And they haven't got the mechanism quite in place yet. So
if this process happens and it is approved here at the stable, when would they anticipate construction?
The what's really going to drive it is going to be the sales achievement. We would like to see a start this fall. Whether we do or not, that's the ideal. But we should have 75% sales by that time to achieve that. And it's the other thing, it's a chicken and egg thing, because you need a fair bit of dough for marketing as well.
Right.
Advertising and so forth. And that's, we're kind of looking for that right now. Worst case, legally we would have to start by the end of March, worst case, in order to get the grants, because this grant is part of the Federal Action Plan money. So we have to have construction starting by the end of March. So Dave and I may be out there in a shovel. So.
Okay. Well, the other question that I have is more on the design. So do you have like a big drawing? So it looks like you got something there.
I've got actually a larger site plan here.
Okay. Yeah. I guess where I'm going with this is there's parking that's going to be on the side there. Is there fencing that's going to go along Elgin?
Yes.
That's part of it?
Yes.
That is? There is one?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because the landscape is set back.
Okay.
If you could, and there's fencing as well.
Okay. So what I'm interested in is the landscaping piece, you know, because, you know, generally people, although I guess they're at one point now, they're on a field. So if you could just walk me through that process too, just on the Elgin. Is it like grass? Is it?
Yeah, it's grass.
But just kind of on the fence, you know, if you're on Elgin, so you're looking, there's going to be grass and trees and then the fence and then the parking lot. So
yeah,
so
like, there'll be real trees, grass, and further back, probably the shrubs or something.
Okay.
Like there too, like if people are parking there,
ideally, in a perfect world, it would have been good to have housing front Elgin as well.
Yeah.
But they need to keep the complex as one, mm-hmm. as one.
So with a courtyard, how does that all work? Or how does the, when the inner part, so you get the L shape, but in between the L shape, is that cement? Is it grass?
The only cement would be the walkway through here.
Yeah, so it's grass. So that's the main entrance. Well, there's a main entrance on the outside too, right?
So there's a,
Okay. And so if you're going to drop someone off, you're coming down, you know, body, and you just kind of zip on in there. Yes. You drop people off. And so if you're parking, you where's the entry point for the parking?
Oh, that's.
So we're basically concurring with their analysis that because of the type of housing needs, you know, the zoning bylaw treats all multiple families the same.
Right.
And it's very likely that they wouldn't need, that, you know, one and a half stalls per unit.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is quite an interest. Maybe more than three. It's a speed over.
That's my
option. Sorry?
Yes, they're all the way up to the three. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the only questions I have on it. Anything else to add, guys? Or
no, I think that's a quick and dirty sort of thing.
Okay, I guess that's it for now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. There's nobody in opposition. We'll.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready to move this. Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
That the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor.